if there's ever an answer. It's more love.
Welcome to Planet Bluegrass Podcast number 3 with singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist Tim O'Brien. We caught up with Tim on his recent tour through Colorado to talk about his Grammy Award, his current music projects, and his upcoming performances at this summer's Telluride Bluegrass and Rocky Grass festivals. Single day lineups and the Nightgrass schedule for Telluride are on our website now. Visit bluegrass.com to learn more about our festivals and upcoming podcasts.
But let's lay down the weapons that keep us apart.
Well, let's see. We get the honor of seeing you at least 2-3 times a year as it is at our events, and I would venture to say that you probably hold the number one spot for the most performances at Planet Bluegrass events.
Wow, that's a distinction that I'm honored to have. I'll tell you, that's pretty good. I wouldn't have thought that was true.
I think we've been about 65 shows, and wow. I know you're playing, you've played Folks a couple times, and
yes.
Rocky Grass and Telluride pretty much every year, and now you play twice at Telluride.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That adds up, doesn't it? You know, you look up and some 30 years more or more later, a lot of stuff has happened, hasn't it?
Boy, it sure has. I mean, and I guess you've showed up with the Ophelia Swing Band in 75.
Yeah, that's right. Is that the third annual? That must be second or third annual. Anyway, we were there, and that was the first year Newgrass was there, and we stood outside the shed there, the green shed up beside the stage, and listened to them warm up for about 45 minutes and got really excited. And it's just been like that ever since, you know?
Yeah. What's going on for you as far as the creative process? Have things changed a bunch, or is it...
Well, you'd learn, you know, not to hurry things. There's always time, and you just kind of let stuff develop. And, you know, it's funny. It's like you're writing and sort of thinking, conceiving of stuff all the time. And you're learning new stuff or, you know, relearning old stuff. And then when it comes time to sort of put something out, it's today's model, you know. It's nothing that you really plan. It's just if you're in the rhythm of doing this over and over, day after day, for a lot of years, it just becomes part of what you do. You know, it's just like as natural as getting up and brushing your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even more natural.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of days I don't brush my teeth till 2 in the afternoon, but I've got the guitar before that, you know, at 6 or 8 in the morning. I guess it's sort of a path that I've sort of been walking all along. You couldn't say what direction it was until you look backwards, you know, and it's always been about recombining old elements into new ones and, you know, sort of bringing tradition up to date and basically making it relevant for today's audience or to me, myself, you know, what
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about or whatever. But anytime you play a song, or even if it's an old song, it's a new one because it's what you're playing now. I mean, there is no time but now. You got to remember that.
Now you're being recognized for your musical excellence with a Grammy.
I know, that's really an amazing thing. I was really bracing myself for the usual letdown, you know, because it's great to be in the company of the other nominees and go to the big party and be nominated and all that stuff, but I didn't expect to hear my name called, and it kind of knocked the wind out of me. I kind of turned into a blubbering idiot and thanked my mom and started crying, and I went backstage and hugged Terry Lacona, who I don't hardly know.
Awesome.
That's pretty funny. Steve Earle called me up and he said, congratulations. He said, when I got mine, I was amazed too. And he said, anybody that tells you it doesn't matter if you win or not, they're lying. He didn't use those exact words. He had a few other words in there with it. You know Steve.
She went back to Wichita. She went back to her mom and pa. Reckon I saw her next to my truck, pumping gas with the car packed up.
And what you got for us for Telluride this year?
Well, for the kickoff show on Thursday, I'm going to get my sister Molly to come down, so we're going to do some duets. And that'll be really fun. She hadn't been back to Telluride for a while, so that should be cool. And then I think on Saturday night I'm playing at the Opera House with my band, and then on Sunday at the Shulman Stage in Town Park. So that'll be Danny Barnes on the banjo and electric guitar vocals, Dennis Crouch on the bass, and Casey Dreesen on the fiddle, and then old standby Kenny Malone on percussion. So just doing the stuff from Cornbread Nation and Fiddler's Green, and it's great to have Danny along because he makes that all possible. He can cover the electric guitar stuff and all the different banjo styles, and it's a great new potential there.
Nice. Like that.
It's just going to be another great year.
Let's hope the weather's like last year.
Sound of complaint. It's my old Martin guitar. It's a 1937 0018. I left it in the, I kind of retired it from flight travel. But I've been traveling more by ground lately, and I got addicted to it again, so it's back in the airplanes. Got the flight case out again. Hopefully it won't crack up.
Got any recipes for the bluegrass world?
Recipes?
What you cooking in the kitchen these days?
Well, here's a really good one. If you got just a little bit of time, it's real simple for all you vegetarians out there. You make some rice, and then you make this lentils with spinach and cilantro. You get a bunch of cilantro, a bunch of spinach, some fresh ginger, diced, and then and a jalapeno. Fry up the ginger for like a minute and the jalapeno with it, and then, you know, chopped up, and then you put in the coriander, the cilantro, and the spinach and wilt it. And then you've already got some lentils that have been boiling for about 40 minutes. And then once the stuff is wilted, just throw in those lentils with the spinach stuff and serve it with rice. You know, just, you kind of cook it together there for about 20 minutes after you put it all together, and then add a little bit of lemon and some pepper. Maybe some salt. Salt's good, yeah. But that's a great little vegetarian meal for you right there. Rocky Grass Late Night, that's going to be fun. I have these two records, and I kind of divided them up. It was supposed to be one record. It got out of hand. And so I divided them up into sort of acoustic and electric, in a sort of a way. And, you know, the acoustic stuff is a little more mountain and Celtic, and the electric stuff's more Delta and blues and, you know, that kind of thing, Southern. So we're going to do the Cornbread Nation, which is the Southern electric Delta style, you know, I don't know, whatever's electric anyway, on Saturday night, and then we'll do a Fiddler's Green on the stage on Sunday.
Nice.
So that'll be fun. I'm playing with the Bluegrass Dukes too, which will be fun. Probably somebody wrote that song, we just don't know who it is. That's what folk songs are.
Okay.
I'm going through a lot of Woody Guthrie stuff now. Just got the Sacco and Vanzetti songs. I hadn't heard a lot of that stuff. That's pretty cool. All about, you know, political commentary on that phenomenon. And just keep going back. Hobart Smith, Roscoe Holcomb, and you know, some of the old banjo stuff. Danny Barnes, I'm deep into his music more and more, his songs. He's getting ready to make a record, and so I'm going to maybe help him out on that. And I'm working on the Ducks, producing the Ducks, so that's pretty fun.
Right.
They're just a great group.
They are great energy, yeah.
Really exciting and really talented and, you know, just so enthusiastic, man. And it freaks me out how young they are. You know, I always think everybody's the same age as me. You know, the producing thing for people like the Ducks ends up being like, I'm just there in case they need to bounce off an idea. I mean, really, they're ready to go, mm-hmm. and I'm just another hand, but I'm kind of I guess, having done this longer than them, I'm more of a mentor guy, and I'm really happy to give that back. I had a nice conversation yesterday with Dale Bruning, who I took lessons with a lot in Denver when I was starting out, and he's a jazz player, a renowned one, and also an amazing teacher. And it was really great to talk to him about that very thing of giving back and how much pleasure you derive from helping people go where they want to go with the music. I mean, it doesn't matter what they want to do with it. If you can help them, it's really satisfying. It's guitar. It's called Look Down a Lonesome Road.
Down where that southern rail crosses the yellow dog, I met an old auctioneer, I heard his monologue. He said, I got horses, I got mules, I got sheep. Some I want to sell, boy, and some I want to keep. Said, I got a tale or two that I need to tell. Sit down beside me and rest yourself a spell. I've lived a good long life and I've got no regrets. Let me tell my story before I forget. Look down that lonesome road before you travel on. I hate to say goodbye, so I just say so long. Bay horse ride seems just like a sin. That horse is broken too, he lost his cup and pin. Yonder there's a man coming, bless his poor heart, son. His head's all empty, his bread is just not done. But look at that old mule there, the one with one lamp lit. He's about half blind, but there's work in that mule, yeah. He pulled a heavy load, boys, I know him well. They never did give that mule no backup bell. Look down that lonesome road before you travel on. I hate to say goodbye, so I'll just say so long, so long. Whiskey slows you down, it clouds up your thinking. But as long as they make whiskey, I'd say we'll keep on drinking. As long as life keeps hitting hard, a drink will help you take it. As long as we drink whiskey, they'll continue to make it. Now, some folks have to slow down if they're maimed or lame. Other folks keep moving and keep rocking on just the same. I walk like an old fox and I shake my big old tail. There's a hellhound sniffing on my trail. Look down that lonesome road before you travel on. I hate to say goodbye, so I just say so long. Kick this old dog and make real sure he's dead. Go find you another dog, don't you hang your little head. There's gonna be a lot more living after I am gone. I'll leave a little for you, son, come get your share now. Look down that lonesome road before you travel on. I hate to say goodbye, so I just say so long. Look down that lonesome road before you travel on. Look down that lonesome road, yeah, oh, you got it right now. Look down that lonesome road before you travel on. I hate to say goodbye, so I just say so long.
You've been listening to Planet Bluegrass Podcast Number 3 with Tim O'Brien. To learn more about any of our festivals, including the 33rd Annual Telluride Bluegrass Festival and Rocky Grass, visit our website, bluegrass.com. And learn more about Tim O'Brien at his website, timobrien.net.